This is the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey there, this is Chris Abraham, Season 6, Episode 19, Neunzehn. My name's Chris Abraham, and I just tweeted something where I said, circa 2023, all professions are activist professions. Everybody in every profession is an activist. Nobody's a professional. And I went on to say that while, yes, democracy responds well to activism, and to strong, impassioned involvement. There is a separation, like my high school teachers at St. Louis tended to do, which is you never knew, 70s, 80s, you never knew how your professor, teacher, priest, monk, sister, brother, how they would vote, because there was a separation between their professional relationship and their insouciance, their professional distance, and their agenda as to how they wanted the world to work in a very opportunistic, very heavy-handed, very nudgy kind of way. In 2023, that has become, normal, de facto. And while this is really an easy way to weaponize and take advantage of all of the professional equity that you and your entire industry has built up over the course of the last 400 years, the weaponization of your professional insouciance, your so-called blind justice, the professional distance, the Solomon-like detachment that many of our most expert in the world have always exerted, which is to say the science dictates the belief, the scientific process dictates the truth of science. There's this belief, in my humble opinion, that nobody can handle the truth. And so, much like Sunday school, with regards to the extreme complexities of the Old and New Testament Bible, or even any other religious text, everything is boiled down to archetypes and tropes and simple, if you will, Santa Clausian, moral teachings that only are pablum enough for a child. And yet, even people who are called deplorables have all the instinct, intellect, hopes, dreams, fears, and physical and mental acuity and strength as those people who are the world's academic and capital nepo babies, right? So just because you've never ever seen a wolf kill doesn't mean that wolves aren't capable of killing. Just because you haven't seen anybody write a poem or defend a dissertation, or ever invent, or ever find time on an interview on CNN or MSNBC, or ever release a book, or ever solve a theorem, or come up with a disruption, or an insight, or an evolution of time-space, or science, or quantum mechanics, or any other type of thing such as that. Everybody has been given a variant of the machine, right? Even though some people fancy themselves as having athletic Ferraris or intellectual Ferraris or oratorial Ferraris or artistic Ferraris or philosophical Ferraris, everybody's got a car capable of well over 55 and, I'll be honest with you, well over 130 miles per hour, which is capable of of spanning the distance of one's life and able to be involved in vehicular manslaughter. So the difference between 120 and 140 IQ might be extreme in terms of the way the person looks at the world, but in terms of the kind of, just because someone shows you the blank-eyed stare of an ignoramus doesn't mean that those ignorant decisions that you perceive as short-sighted or childlike or childish or selfish or wrong thought or short-sighted or ignorant, those are still at the end of a very formidable beast, which is a human being, not a child, an adult, grown-ass human being. And if you take advantage of your expertise and the resume and CV and the degrees that you have and the biography and the bibliography and the accomplishments that you have, and you've ultimately are willing to take all the equity out of your, let's call it your mansion of your entire life, and squander it for some short-term political or moral or ethical advantage. If this is done en masse, and if this is taken advantage of, you will have before long spent all the equity that your personal mansion, that your professional mansion, that your institutional mansion, and everything else will have accrued. And so you pretty much can only do it a couple times before you have used up all the equity that your entire industry, your entire profession has accrued, to the point where activist doctors will make people distrust medicine. Activist scientists will make people distrust climate forecasts or health and wellness forecasts or nutritional analysis. If people see activist judges going ahead and pursuing the downfall of civilians and viable presidential candidates and people who were involved in mostly peaceful protests, if they see judges playing favorites so as to nudge the outcome that they believe is democratic, liberal, and fair, they're not going to be given the trust of the wisdom of Solomon, right? The wisdom of Solomon was not pursuing his will because of his wisdom. His wisdom was allowing the people he was being a judge for, he was intermediating, he was giving them the opportunity to make their own free decisions. Were they willing to cut the baby in half? These are decisions that are given upon the public, and the judge is only there to play a referee. With great wisdom comes great responsibility. Fuck you, Spider-Man. Anyway, this only goes so far, and it's already happening, right? People are thinking that the January 6th was bullshit, and so the media is being distrusted. The Senate is being distrusted. The Congress is being distrusted. People are starting to look into things, right? As you try to nudge them and they become more self-aware, they start looking at things like Letter to America by Osama bin Laden. And if the media and the hearts and minds control, if you don't look like you are trying to support their best interest, they will very quickly find someone who seems to have more equity. And you know who has more equity? Freedom fighters. People who are willing to sacrifice their entire life on behalf of something that they feel is unjust. And if the media loses the high ground for taking advantage of their bona fides in order to manipulate, nudge, or herd the people, the sheep, the Jean, the Volk, the hoi polloi, eventually the sheep are going to realize that they're in fact wolves, and that they don't necessarily like being herded. And do you hear the people singing the song of angry men? So, you know, you do what you want, but like I said, you only have a certain amount of trust trust equity. You only have a certain amount of trust equity that you have to spend. And not only if you are a very high profile person like a New York Times journalist or a Wall Street Journal journalist or a CNN journalist or a Fox News journalist or even a local news weatherman or whatever, if you take advantage of your position, if you got into that position as a foil to your activism, then maybe it doesn't bother you. Maybe it doesn't bother you, but you better use your equity quick, because the equity only exists because people, because you have them. If you have them by the hearts and minds, their hearts and minds do follow. If you have them by the balls, their hearts and minds do follow. And I feel like if everybody spends their doctor, lawyer, judge, reporter, journalist, NGO, priest, rabbi, politico, senator, lawyer, if they spend all, teacher, professor, academic, scientist, zoologist, astrophysicist, geologist, if you spend all the equity from your own house, from your own career, from your own academy, from your entire industry, there'll be nothing left. And there's no, unless of course one resorts to authoritarianism, I guess that's how you get the reins back, is by saying that no longer is this horse docile, it has distemper, so you start wielding a strap and some spurs again in order to make the beast do as you please. But, you know, who knows what to do then, right? I mean, it all really depends on what your agenda is and what you think your horizon is. My dad used to say that if you're going to gallop a horse, you better know exactly where that quarter mile is, right? Because a horse will run till it dies. But if you want to take advantage of the charge of the gallop and you're on a quarter horse and your horse can only gallop at full power for a quarter mile, you would better make sure that you know where the finish line is. Because if you're just galloping this horse willy-nilly and using all the energy from your respected or hitherto or hereto or before said reputation of your industry, your profession, your attainment, your degree, your expertise, then you are just going to kill your horse, and someone else is going to win the race, someone else that you're not prepared. And as you completely destroy the trust equity of yourself and everybody associated with you, you'll be surprised. You'll be like, you'll be kicking a dead horse. You will be, you know, using your strap, your strap and your spurs, and you're going to be making the flanks and the sides of the horse go bloody. But it's not going to take you anywhere. And you're damn close to that. And you're oversteering. You're being overly aggressive. You are losing your shit. And it's because you've lost control of your vehicle. You don't have main control anymore. Someone else in the airplane has taken over control of the vehicle, of the ship. And don't be surprised when it gets worse. And don't realize what they say, it takes a second to lose your reputation and 100 years to gain it back. Think about that for a second. I don't think it's completely gone yet. You have half of the country that that hangs on your every word. Don't lose them too, because eventually they're going to realize that they're not getting the real information. They're only getting the information that you feel is useful enough to control them and make them decide to use the world and move forward in your way, to your agenda, in your concept of what liberal democracy is like. And beware. Season 6, episode 19, The Chris Abraham Show, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm glad you're alive, and I love you. Bye-bye. Aloha mahalo. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.